Oh, welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, it's so good to be coming awake once again this morning, and I'm still sharing concerning see with the eyes of God. See with the eyes of God. It's not a year full of gloominess or darkness or pain and lack and need for you. It's a year full of joy, full of excitement, full of glory. That is how you should see, because that's how God sees. You see, Isaiah 50:1 says, "Arise, shine." It's time to arise and shine. Shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Never look at the future with darkness and lack and need and poverty in mind. No. You see, and the future begins a second from now. You see, see the future with glory, the future with brightness, because that's what God has said. You see, when you read in 1 Corinthians 3:21, the Bible says that, "Therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours." He says, all things are yours. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. And ye are Christ's, and Christ is God's. You see, he says, and ye are Christ's, and Christ is God. All things are yours. The world is yours. The present is yours. The future is yours. He says, all things are yours. Death, life, the world, everything is yours. The present, the future, everything is yours. You see, so don't look at the future with gloominess, with sadness, with need, with lack, with poverty in mind. Look at the future with prosperity in mind. God sees abundance on the earth. God does not see lack. That's what God sees. Therefore, you have to see as God sees. See with the eyes of God. Hallelujah. He says, you are Christ, and Christ is God. There's a very popular song that was written some years ago. He says, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because Jesus lives, tomorrow is mine. You see, He lives in tomorrow. He's in tomorrow, and because he's in tomorrow, he's in the future. Because in the future can only be bright. You see, arise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. See with the eyes of God. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee. Hallelujah. And his glory shall be seen upon thee. The Lord's glory is going to be seen upon your life. That business contract that was not going through is going to go through. That child that has not been showing up will show up. That school that you have been waiting to go to will show up. The glory of God will be seen in your life. Hallelujah. You will see miracles, signs, and wonders happening in your life on a continuous basis. Don't look at any other thing. Look at it the way God has said. You see, in Isaiah 60, I'm reading from verse 10 now. He says, "And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls." The sons of strangers shall build up thy walls. In other words, people you don't know. People you don't know right now will meet you and shall be a blessing to you. They shall change things in your life. They shall build things for you that you didn't ask for. He says, "And the sons of strangers shall build." That is how to see. This is what God is saying. I'm reading the scriptures for you. I'm not the one saying it. It's the word of God that is saying it. He says, "And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and thy king shall minister unto thee." He says, "And their king shall minister unto thee." Hallelujah. "For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on you. Therefore thy gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles." Now the forces of the Gentiles represents wealth and riches, "and that their kings may be brought. For the nation, the kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I'll make the place of my feet glorious." In other words, God will bless you so that you can be a blessing to his house, and change things in his house, and build his house. Hallelujah. Make sure you are building the house of God, involved seriously in building God's house. Then it says, "The sons of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee. All those who were wicked to you in times past will come bending unto you. And all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet. And they shall call thee the city of the Lord." Hallelujah. Say to yourself, "I'm the city of the Lord. The Zion of the Holy One of Israel." You are the city of the Lord. You are God's city. Hallelujah. Then it says, "Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency." Oh, hallelujah. He says, "I will make you an eternal excellency." You are going to be made an eternal excellency. It's going to be full of excellence, full of joy. Then it says, "A joy of many generations." This is what God is seeing. See with God. See with the eyes of God. Don't see any other way. Then it says, "Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and thou shalt suck the breast of kings, and thou shalt know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob." He says, "I'm going to do this because I am the one who has saved you. For brass I will bring gold, for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stones iron. I will also make thy officers peace, and an exactest righteousness." Hallelujah. Oh, I can read on and on and on and on and on and on. Be expectant. Be expectant. be full of joy. Cross the lips, and because it's in tomorrow, tomorrow is going to be beautiful. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, keep rejoicing and keep being filled with glory and joy. See with the eyes of God today. I love you very much. God bless you. Bye-bye.